Many heroes in the United States still remain to be celebrated. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Cynthia Orozco, professor of history and humanities at Eastern New Mexico University Ruidoso, examines the life of one.
Like Martin Luther King, Alonso Perales should be a household name. No person did more for Latinos in the 20th century. Born in Alice, Texas in 1898 to a working-class family, his parents died before he was 12. He might have remained a poor boy in this town, yet Perales became one of the most successful, educated, and influential Latinos in the United States before 1960 when he died. He lived in the era of Jim Crow and the KKK, and when Mexican-Americans were called greasers, bandits, and wetbacks. He was a U.S. diplomat in 13 missions in Latin America in the 1920s. As an attorney, Perales shunned his class privilege and instead dedicated his life to fighting racism. Returning to Texas, Perales spent most of his life in San Antonio. He was the principal founder of the League of United Latin American Citizens, LULAC, this nation's most significant Latino civil rights organization founded in 1929. He was one of the first Latino lawyers in Texas, not to mention he wrote numerous essays in Spanish language newspapers and two books. His books included In Defense of My People, written in Spanish, and Are We Good Neighbors during the U.S. Good Neighbor Program with Latin America, and in which he criticized racist treatment of Latinos. In the 30s, he battled segregated Mexican schools, and in the 40s, he collaborated with the only Latino congressman, Dennis Chavez, to fight discrimination in defense industries and attended the founding of the United Nations in San Francisco. In the 50s, he had a newspaper column titled Architects of Our Own Destiny. He himself was a self-made man born without privilege who showed Latinos they could use civic engagements to forge a less racist future.
That was Cynthia Orozco of Eastern New Mexico University, Ruidoso.
You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.